Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged into GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers. Find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
Are you ready? Coming from the great state of Texas, it's Atomic Dog Tuesdays and Grudge Madness.
Good evening, Grudge fans. Welcome to another Atomic Dog Talk Show sponsored by no other than Grudge Inc. Hope everybody's doing fine out there. Mighty good weekend. You know, it's kind of quiet here around here in Texas. A few things going on, but not much. As you all know, we're coming up on the Christmas season, getting close to the end of the year. You know, just want you to know myself and some of the Texas guys from Dallas headed down to Florida. Big payback race hosted by Baldy. And just to make note of it, very fine event. A lot of action going on down there. A lot of grudge races from all over the world, man. A lot of grudge races from all over the world. Good time down there. The weather down there was 79 to 81 degrees. So it was a mighty good fine racing. And for some of y'all who don't know, just know Texas was in the house. And got to take your hats off to the crew out of Dallas. Tony Thorne and crew with Matt and Jeff and one other guy. They were down there with the Jekyll and Hyde car. So they were down there representing Texas. It's good to see them down there. You know, hey, we're trying to get some of them guys to come this way, so sometimes you got to show some support, whether you're showing it as a spectator or you're showing it as a racer. You know, we're just working on trying to get guys to come this way, so we got to do our part to try to support their show and hopefully they return the favor and come support some events up this way. So I won't talk a whole lot about it. In case Tony Thorn come on, maybe he'll come on and he'll talk about it. But they won one, and I had some issues, but they won. They did outrun Baldy with the Hyde car. They took the Hyde car, and they did outrun Baldy. Some of you don't know who Baldy is. Baldy's got this kind of like extreme tight back half car. Supposedly a pretty good fast car, and the Hyde, you know, they did their job. They outran it. You know, the Jekyll car, they were still working on it, just like anybody else. Sometimes you go to racing, sometimes you run into a few problems, and you just got to deal with them the best you can. You got to take your hats off to them. They fought hard all weekend trying to get that car up to par, but I guess this past weekend, you know, it just wasn't a weekend, so the Jekyll car didn't race anybody. But it was good to see those guys in the house. On another note, we got some upcoming events coming up, and if we got anybody on here that have an upcoming event, we'll give them time to come on and talk about the upcoming event. Or if there's anybody on here that had a race this weekend, and the tracks be open on Fridays and be open on Sundays for Congruence Racing, if anybody had a race this weekend, the race world might want to know about it. So we'll give everybody the opportunity to come on. You know, as you know, we wind it down. It's the last month here. So we want people to come on and talk about it. You got a lot of people talking, racing, and talking about what they're going to do. So we like to hear about it. Might be some guys might want to come on and lock up for some of the upcoming events. I was reading across the internet today, and I did see a guy was calling out Batman, somebody that bar none, so sound like Batman let the guy know that he'll see him at the track this weekend. So guess you gotta wait and see if Batman and the bar none camp hook up. We'll have to see what happens. Other than that, just been thinking, you know, about tonight's topic, and for some of the ones who may have got the text, I'm always asking for people to come up with topics, come up with some ideas that kind of help us make grudge racing better around here. And I, you know, like for people to let, you know, hey, put it out there. Let's see what's on your mind. You know, you read these boards and you hear some people come up with some ideas to talk about what we don't do or what we need to do. But sometimes these things are for discussion, and sometimes people just get on the internet and just to be on there just to be bashing or whatever. But all in all, they still support grudge racing because they show up at these grudge shows. So it's always good to, you know, kind of open it up sometime at the end of the year. We all going to be trying to do shows and going into 2013. So we like to kick ideas around, you know. I like to ask all the folks out there in Radio Lander, if you got a good idea, bring it up, you know. What's on your mind? What can we do to make racing better? What do the people want to see in 2013? You know, there's a long list of things that people talk about. Sometimes they don't get put in place. But what are some things that we can do, or what are some things from a racer or a spectator's point of view would you like to see? What would you like to see more of? Or what would you like to see less of? You know, I like to kind of listen to what a lot of folks got to say as far as trying to make action and try different things. You know, it's not a perfect world, but we all got to try to sometimes do a better job and make an action, and hopefully 2013 will be a great year for Grudge Racing. I know we've been working on trying to get guys to travel and get guys to come here. We got some other radio shows that's close space. As you know, we got Boom on Wheels in Louisiana, and we also got Big Clark Show right there in Mississippi and Mississippi Joe Show right there in Mississippi. Some of those states are kind of close, so we'll continue to try to work and build some kind of coalition with those guys that some of these trips won't have to be as far, and we can make actions for each and every one of our races. Also, we got some guys right there in Oklahoma and Arkansas. We'd like to try to mix and mingle and reach out to some of these folks to come and participate in some of the Grudge events, events that we're going to be going on. It's going to be going on in 2013. All in all, man, we got to work together. We're at the end of the year. We have to work together. We got to communicate, and we got to try to support each other in all we do with Grudge Racing. Some of the stuff on the internet is great. I mean, that's just the way of the world today is people using via internet, and that's a great tool. But all in all, sometimes, you know, some of the things get took out of context on the internet, and we got to remember, try to keep things in perspective. You know, there's a lot of, you got to take the good with the bad, so to speak, on the internet, because what it is, you take the good with the bad. But all in all, we have to continue to try to work together and support each other. And that's what I aim to do. We all going to make some mistakes. We all hope we can learn some things. So, with that said, you know, I want to go to the lines and see if we got some people who might want to come on and talk about some race, or somebody have an upcoming event. They want to come on and talk about an upcoming event. I don't want to take the floor for them. If some of the people don't come on that I know got upcoming shows coming from January on, then I miss it. But I'm going to give those folks a time to push the one button and come on and tell us about what's on their mind. We're going to go to the line. Sharon, what we got?
G, out of Houston, your mic is open.
Yeah, thank you for allowing me to speak on your show. This is G out of Houston, Texas. I got a white Nova called a Rump Shaker. And I just would encourage everybody to come out and support Roy James race, the MLK race on the 19th and 20th. And we out of Houston, the good race out here, we try to support the other track when they have events and things going on. I think everybody did a pretty good job last year, you know, supporting each other and trying to get the Grudge Racing, you know, going strong again. And I'd also like to call out Big D with the Ghetto Dreams to meet me in Hattiesburg. I want to put that medicine on you.
Who was that? Who was that now?
I'm looking for Big D with that Nova out of Houston. I got some medicine for him. I'm going to put it on him.
Well, do you want to holler at Big D? We can get him on the line. You got a number for Big D? If you can text it to me, Sharon, you can go online and get him in the private room and get it. We'll try to get him online and let him hear. Let the girls world know what you want to say to him. How about that?
Yeah, just tell him that he already know we didn't talk about it already. Just tell him the Rump Shaker looking for him and that we're going to hook it up in at Fat Tuesday in Hattiesburg.
You don't have a number on him, Big D, with a Nova? You don't have a number on him?
I don't have his number handy, but he should be listening to the show. I'm pretty sure he'll chime in.
Big D out of Houston with the Nova. If you push the one button, we'd like to hear what you had to say about that.
Yeah, he got a Nova.
If anybody knows who he is. Excuse me?
Yeah, I think he got Ghetto Dreams on the Nova. He know we got action.
Well, I think the growers would like to hear about it. You know, hey, we don't want it to come on and GUB say your side and people look, you know, sound like you calling him out pretty good and he don't come on here and answer the call. If we can get him, he might want to come on here and make some kind of agreement with you.
Okay,
so
if anybody knows
how to get in touch with him, text him, have him call in. We got G with the Rump Shaker Nova looking for action for Hattiesburg.
That's right. And I shall appreciate your time. He'll probably chime in there. And we had already discussed it. We said we was going to get it on at that race.
Okay. Well, people like to know about that. We always want to keep it. You know, hey, that's what we want to do. You guys go out and make races and put on races. you know, the spectators want to come out and support. That's what it's all about. Guys locking up, trying to make action, and fans coming out, trying to support. You know, we got to just try to support each other. So, you know, like you say, that Hattiesburg show coming up is always a good show. So,
absolutely.
Hope things work out.
Okay, and I'd also like to say I'm down in Mississippi. I seen Gadget today over there at the shop, and he had a book where he had all those races lined out. And I saw where they had y'all races on there, and they supporting y'all as well. So I think that's a good thing that these promoters are taking their time to schedule a race where they don't piggyback on top of another event that's in the area. So I thought that was pretty neat.
Yeah, that's something we're working on, man. We try to, you know, not be on top of each other. And not throw races the same weekend, you know, especially when you're in the same area. So, you know, all in all, right now, so far, for what I've been seeing and races I know about, you know, I think people are trying to respect each other's dates and kind of, you know, not be on top of each other. You know, some might fall pretty close, but, you know, some of them we still got some work to do when it comes to the holiday dates, but, you know, that might just be what it is. But all in all, man, other than the holiday dates, I think that we are trying to make sure that we don't be on top of each other. So I think that's always a good thing, and I think it helps from a spectator base. It helps make shows better so people can do a little traveling.
Yeah, Sheldon. Okay, appreciate your time. I'm going to get off the line and let somebody else have it. Thank you. That's
G.I.G. Okay, appreciate you. All right, appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Who we got next?
832-6291. Your mic is open.
Hey, this is Big D, 50, out of Houston. What's up? Put Rumshaker back on here.
Oh, did Rumshaker just fall off? Did I see him just fall off?
He just hung up.
I know he's going to fall off.
Call him back, and we can't let him get away like that. He can't.
Yeah, we sure
can't. Come without it. Hold on. We're going to get him on here.
If somebody has his number, call him or text him and have him call back in and press the one button.
So what he was talking about, what
he said he wanted to, he said he hollered, he wanted to get at you, wanted to see you down at Hattiesburg, man. So y'all been talking about it, he wanna do something with you.
I've been trying to do something with him before Hattiesburg. He stay in Houston and I stay in Houston. I got to travel way down there and in front of his family. That's what he wants. He can get that.
Well, let's see if we can't get him back on. Anybody got his number? He just dropped off. We got to get him back on there and let him see if he can answer that call, because he want to wait to Hattiesburg, and you ready to get some on?
I've been waiting on him all year.
Okay, we're going to see. Anybody got Rum Shakers? Number, we're going to just hang on here, man. We're going to try to get him back on. If he listens,
okay,
somebody tell him, he'll call back in.
Okay, I call him Scary Shaker.
Scary Shaker, huh?
He's scary.
Okay, we'll see if we can't get him back on and let you talk to him yourself. I don't know why he didn't wait a few minutes before he got off. Okay, just stand by, man, and we're going to let some of these callers we got want to speak. Let them say something, and, you know, hopefully they might talk about making a race, what's coming up, or what they got going on, or some things that they want to see, some things, what's on their mind, what they want to see for 2013. While you're on the line, what do you want to see for 2013, man? Let the fans know what's on your mind. What do you want to see for 2013?
I just want to see some of these boys bring these cars out their garage, man. You know, there's a lot of cars around here. They talk about racing, but don't want to do nothing. You know, I
want to see him bring them out. Give me some names while you're saying they got them in the garage. Give us a few names out there.
Man, it's a whole bunch of cars in Houston that's in the garage. They know who they are. They know
you don't
who they
call
are.
A few names. Give me three names off the top of your head. Give me three names who you want to see.
Well, I want to see Rumshaker for sure. His little partner, Tim. I want to see Posey. That street right there.
We're going to see if we can get Rumshaker back on here and see what we're going to do, because he did come on this show,
you know,
calling you out. And You come back down like straight down.
There's a bunch of more people. Bunch of more people I want to see, but they don't want to see me, I guess.
They don't want to see. What car you got? Help me out. What car? Tell the race fans what you got.
Well, my car is new. I just brought it out. You know, it ain't all that. Just a Nova, a little big block in it, one kit on 29.
What's the name of it? You got a name for it?
Well, it's got Ghetto Greens up on the windshield, you know.
Ghetto Green?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, Ghetto Green. So you're going to be looking for action with it, with your 29s on it, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, then. We're going to be looking for you, man. We're going to hopefully get you, get Rum Shaker back on here and let y'all discuss some, see can y'all try to get some sooner than Fat Tuesday, because sound like he brought it up and sound like you want to do it sooner, so maybe y'all can find some kind of agreement and make something happen. So we'll just wait and see. So hang on. We're quite sure we get him. Just hang on.
I'll be on here. I'm going to push the one button and take my hand back out.
Okay. Appreciate that.
All right. Appreciate the time.
Okay. Go ahead, next call.
Jackie, your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, Tracy and Sharon? How y'all doing?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, I just wanted to comment on y'all's topic y'all had tonight. I mean, what I'd like to see for 2013 is, man, I would really like to see some of this this bickering and getting personal with people on these message boards kind of slow down a little bit. I really think this deters the racing to the point where, you know, people don't want to call somebody out to be subject to all that. And I think if we could be a little more supportive on these boards and support the guys that's getting that last out there and race, you know, we might see a lot more action in 2013. And that's just, you know, that's my opinion on it. But, you got people that just do it all they can do to race. And they want to bring action, but then again, it just seems like you talk to them, you know, you talk to them behind closed doors, and they're like, I'm not going to lose, they're going to wear me out on the board. So I think that would help out. I think that would help out a lot, really.
I agree with you on that, Jackie, and you're right. And this is just my take on it. A lot of times, man, some people, they just go to the board of a way to have them somewhere to shine to get on out of the stir up stuff to mess with people. And a lot of those guys, you know, go to the board and they don't even put a name or put a real name up there who they are. So my say is this. Sometimes, man, you know, you just, if you don't reply to a lot of that negative stuff, you know, because once you apply and you keep applying to it, they just go on and on. So sometimes when you see that stuff on the board, you know, you feel like, hey, you ain't sure if it's legit or not, you might want to answer. Once you put that one answer out there, you know, I say this, kind of leave it alone. If there's a person that don't have a name that you recognize who it is or something, don't even reply to it. Sometimes, you know, the best thing you can do is don't reply. And, hey, man, it, people see that they ain't getting no attention, and it might help out. When you give them attention, you feeding them, and so when you feed them, they're going to keep on eating. So a lot of times that really don't like that kind of stuff, we got to just, hey, kind of encourage people and don't even reply to it. Let it go. If we pass the word around, you know, and keep each other from stopping replying to that stuff, it might help. But it's never going to just totally go away, but you can minimize some of it.
I agree with you. I mean, and I'm all for, you know, getting on there and talking mess with somebody, you know, to get a race going. I just don't think that it needs to get as personal as it gets sometimes. And, you know, I would ask everybody just to keep in mind that, you know, some people get on these boards that don't have a clue about drug racing or who they are as a person. You know, y'all may be friends on that arguing, but when it starts becoming a bunch of bitches and hoes and, you know, talking about your wife and all that kind of stuff on the board, well, that kind of deters anybody that wants to maybe invest some money in some drug racing or some racing, period, you know, because they may not want their company associated with something like that. So, I mean, just have to give a look at it as a whole. You know, I think it can help everybody told if we just kind of clean the boards up just a little. I mean, go ahead and go after the guy you want, call him out, do what you got to do there. But, I mean, I just think the personal side of it could be cleaned up a little bit. And that's what I'd like to see happen for 2013.
Well, it's good. It's not a bad thing, man. I mean, you know, when people work on it, we all work together to try to clean some of this stuff up. And all you can do is try, put some effort out there. You can always have some go and try to stir it up. But, hey, and whenever you work on something, you got a chance. And if you don't work on it, you'll never know. So I agree with you on that. Let me ask you a question. Boys,
yes, sir.
For the Rams here, would make an action at some of these events, Jackie, what is it? What is something that you like to see more of, and what is something you might like to see less of when it comes to these grudge events and trying to make action? Give me your idea about what you think may help, what you think is not a good idea. Just trying to partner some things here.
Well, I don't. That's a hard question to answer, Tracy, because usually when I'm at a grudge event, I'm extremely busy. I know you even came looking for me at the last one, and we never caught up one another to the end of the night. So I'm bouncing around from car to car, and even trying to run my own car sometimes at these events. So that's the only thing I can see that could possibly bring more action, or I would like to see happen at the grudge event would be, I'd like to see some more 2-day events. Myself, because he kind of gives everybody enough time to show up and get settled in and get comfortable and kind of get the rivalry going, stir it up in one spot, and then gets rid of that. You know, well, we ran out of time, or we were going to get this off. I hope I see a little more time for these guys to get out there and get locked up, but. Everybody leaves. I believe this. I truly believe this. Everybody leaves the house with their car in the trailer with the intention of going out there whooping somebody's ass. But then it seems like when they get to the track and get it unloaded, they want to make a death pass and this and that, and this wouldn't quite right, or there's something that happens. So I don't think anybody shows up to a grudge race to not race. It just seems to end up happening that way. So. I don't know. I probably didn't answer your question, Tracy, but I don't have a good answer for it. That's what I'd like to see happen.
You have to respect it. You know, when you ask these questions and you put it out there, you kind of ask the person his opinion. When you ask the person what they like or what they dislike, it's his opinion. So it ain't no right or wrong answer. It's just you putting it out there from how you see it. And that's not a bad thing. That's just help make up discussion. Might give some people some other things to think about, So we all got an opinion, you never know what person say where it can go. It might can lead to something good. So it's always nice to hear you chime in and talk about the grudge game. And I wish a lot more people. We have a lot of people on this line, and I like to hear from some of the other folks that, that come on here, and there's a lot of listeners on here, and I just kind of, like people, don't be shy. They push the one button and tell us what you see as far as a racer, what's on your mind as far as a spectator, what are some of the things that we can do as racers, as promoters, to help make more action for 2013. So,
well, one thing I can say, Tracy, is we're going to be down. Most of my guys are going to be down probably about the next 2.5-3 months, including myself, trying to get ready for the upcoming year. But we are definitely going to be pulling in the gate, looking to start to bring action, to start trouble, or however you want to put it. We're coming to race this year. Last year, just everybody's getting their feet wet. A lot of my guys just learning about what road race is all about, my son included. And we're trying to, this year we're going to come out. We're either going to lose some money, we're going to win some money. But one way, either way it goes, we're going to come out and try.
Let me ask you this, Jackie. Everybody around here mostly know who you are. Now, I'm just going to ask you your opinion.
you have guys around here. We have a few turbo cars. We have a few blower cars. We have a ton of nitrous cars. Now, knowing that you have a blower car, if you come to a Grudge event and you can't find you a race because a guy might be reluctant to run a blower car, do you think in 2013, you know, that depending on which car it is, you might be able just to try to help make some action to do a little something for a car?
Well, this is how I look at it. I raced Pompano for a long time. A lot of guys know that around here. And I had a nitrous car then. And Matt Tracy, I'll tell you what, I would rather race Frank Taylor or Galen or any of your fast blown cars with my slower nitrous car. I would rather be up against them guys for the money than I would another nitrous car. And the reason I say that is, you know, if you got a nitrous car, I've never seen a nitrous bottle fall out of a race car going down the track. So, you know, they've got their fire adder strapped in, and there's 90% of the time a nitrous car, I'm going to say 95% of the time, a nitrous car is going to go to the finish line. When you got a blower car like I do, there's no guarantee the belt's going to stay on it, the burnout, off the start line. I lost the peanut, and that's not knocking peanut, but I actually went up there thinking, hey, I got this in the bag, I got it covered, and, you know, as fate would have it, you know, I got taught a good lesson that day. Don't ever count your eggs and see your chicken pass, because we stepped off of it, and both broke a blower belt, and I sat there and watched peanut go up for the win. So, you know, just because somebody has a blower or a turbo car, they may have more fire than you, but don't be scared to make action with that person, because I think the nitrous car has the advantage, and especially when you got a car like, was it Ricky Rabbit or whatever his name is, and the car Roy Jansen guy's got, man, these cars are fast, and they ain't nothing to be playing with. So, I hope I get a chance to race them guys this year. But, you know, either way it goes, it's not going to be a gimme for them, and it ain't going to be a gimme for me. So it's going to be a national race. So, I mean, I really would like to get involved in some of the Grudge races on the pole mount into the deal. Myself, I just don't think you need to be worried about what the next person has, whether it's a blower, whether it's a turbo. Just get up there and make the match and let it happen, you know, it's the best tuner for that track that's going to win that day.
I agree with you on that. I mean, it's like you say, the fastest cars don't always win, but I just ask you that question because sometimes, you know, it comes up because of nitrous cars. People feel like, which is the fact, blower car, you know, got more horsepower, turbo car, make more horsepower. So, it's, you know, sometimes you go to these races, you know, sometimes fans be wanting to see two cars race. And, you know, and we come back home with the conception that so-and-so was scared of so-and-so, and it's not all about that, but guys Grudge racing, and he's kind of betting his money. And sometimes, you know, if a guy in hard don't feel like he got a fair chance, he won't take that chance. But sometimes to help make races better, you know, maybe sometime we might have to take a gamble. And if we take a gamble a lot of times just to make it happen, you know, you got guys sometimes want to bet a little money. Sometimes to take a gamble, you might just say, hey, well, let me take a gamble. Let me see if I can get him to do it for less money or something like this. Throwing it out here because we have those type cars. A lot of shows going on around here in 2013, and I'm just throwing it out there for a possibility to people to think about the guy, you know, got these cars, whether they're a big car car or a small car car, to where, you know, hey, man, maybe we might be willing to take a chance. I mean, just like the last race we had in Dallas. You can see it. The majority of the people that were on that car line, you know, Birdman, Birdman got a fast car. We know Peanut has a fast car also. It's just, you know, just going by, we know Birdman's got a fast car. And it's a turbo car, so for most people might, hey, people going to bail with the turbo or they're going to bail with the blower. But in a case like that, you got a racetrack. You know, both of them, it was a fellow fact. It was anybody's race when they left. When they left the line, it was anybody's race. And it turned into a fellow fest, and so happened that Peanut and Galen got the win. But as you know, Birdman coming back. But like you say, sometimes you take a chance, and if you guys need to make action, want to make show, want to give more for the fans, sometimes we have to all, I would say, including myself, take a chance. Sometimes run a car, we might not feel like we can beat, but we might be trying to give something back to the fans in a sense that, hey, I might take it, but it's going to take it. If I take it, you know, it don't have to be for a whole lot. If I think I just, flat after I run that car, I might bet a little more. But if I feel like I'm the, might be the underdog just to make action for and help make a successful event, you know, sometimes you got to do some things for the fans. So I'm just throwing it out there. It's an idea.
Well, I'd like to add one more thing before I have to go. And then I need to get back to work up here. But what I like to add to this conversation is that you know, a lot of people like to bet money racing, and I understand these cars cost a lot of money because they cost me a lot of money. But don't make the money all that it is. You know, sometimes you know it, well, a lot of the time you know how much you can afford to lose, and don't ever bet something that you can't afford to lose. You know, anytime I bet something, before we even race, I look at that money as gone. If I win, then I got it back. I mean, that's not being negative. That's just, you know, hey, I'm not going to put myself in a situation where I can't take a bet. But I just think it is, we get off this, you know, $5,000, $15,000 bet, you know, we can get a lot more access to, you know, just make it where a man can still pay his bills and do some racing. I think it'd be a lot funner here for everybody. And that's, I'm saying that, Tracy. I'll hit the mute button and get back to work and let me off show, and I appreciate y'all giving me time to play something.
Yeah, I agree on that. You know, money tight, people going to be trying to hustle, but sometimes to make good shows, you know, like you say, bet what you can stand to lose, you know, and that's all we can do. Bet what we can stand to lose. And, but let me throw something out here for thought. I kind of thought about this, and I'm going to bring it up because I kind of thought about it. It happened, it was something that happened at the last race, and I kind of thought, I can understand, and I'm talking about Horace's car. Now, Horace got a good car, and, you know, Horace was going to get in the show down there in Dallas, you know, but he probably had a little issue. But I was just thinking about that race. He was up against, you know, you're looking at the outcome of that race, you never know how it's going to go, but you look at what happened, you know, Horace's car would have had a shot. You know, Horace would have had a shot if it would have made it to the finals. So you look at both of those cars, didn't make a clean hit. And, you know, Horace probably could have made a clean hit. So I'm saying this that you never know. You know, if you got a minimum of $500 put in and you taking a shot at $2,000 or $2,500 just to try to help make the show better and take a gamble, most of these guys travel with a group of people. And I'm saying this because we each promoters out here try to put on a show. This is just for thought. If the track is putting up something, and I know I have four or five people with me, and we got a minimum buy-in of $500, to take a gamble, if each person put up $100 or $75 or $50, depending on how many people put in to get it, you're taking a gamble, and I think it'll help some of these shows if we have some of these type of shootouts, you know, for people that feel like that, you know, I can't outrun that car. You might not can outrun that car, but like you say, the fastest car don't always win. And then you look at it, if there's a minimum buy-in of 500 or 250, and you got guys out your group that bid with you, put in a little bit, I think it's giving back, giving the fans something more to see, and you taking a gamble, but you just might come up lucky and win. And even if you don't, and you happen to go and be part of the last two cars, look at the game. You had a minimum investment, and you came out with something, and, hey, man, your group appreciated, the fans appreciated. So it's just something for thought. It's just something for thought that I'm bringing up because I'm just aiming and knowing a lot of people are going to be putting on events and just thinking of things, how we can make some of these shows a little bit better. So I just wanted to bring it up. If anybody got some other opinions on any of that, feel free. I invite all to push the one button and give me your opinion, see what you think. We're coming up on 2013, going to start a new season. It's going to be a lot of people putting on races at different places, and we like to make action and help support each other and have successful shows. So we'll go to the line now, Sharon, and see what we got.
662-6727, your mic is open. 662-6727, your mic is open. Ragtop, your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on with you, Stacey?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, not a whole lot, man. I'm just listening to your topic tonight, man. You probably had a pretty good topic. And I usually don't shim in, man, but I just want to throw my opinion out there on this topic, on a couple of topics that you have tonight. One of them, man, is that we don't, you know, I guess down in Houston, man, we don't have enough shit talking, you know what I'm saying? You know, like that they have up there back east in South Carolina and stuff like that. You know, we got Lisa that, you know, that tries to do what she can do. And she, you know, she does a pretty good job at it, but she's a female, you know what I'm saying? So, but down in Houston, man, you know, a lot of dudes, when you start talking to smack and stuff like that, you know, a lot of dudes, they take it personal, man, and they want to fist fight, stuff like that. You know, that's happened a couple of occasions down here in Houston, man. And that was one of them that I want to bring in. And then the other one, man, I noticed at the Dallas race, man, a lot of people was running down the right lane. And I think that if you was to have guys try to run down the left lane and not make it just a one-lane track, I think it would be a lot even, you know. Because, yeah, a lot of times I've noticed that at a lot of the events, a lot of guys is, you know, going down a lane that they're familiar with, which is the right lane, which is usually at most tracks is the better lane. But I think, you know, to make the field a little bit even, I think sometimes, you know, a person like yourself or a promoter need to have guys go down the left lane, you know, to make it a little bit even field. And then I want to make a comment on what Jackie Devers said also about coming to the track. I believe that a grudge racer is going to be prepared. Well, you know, a lot of times you have months in advance to get your car ready. So I feel like if you have these months in advance, you shouldn't have to come to the track and have, you know, make 3 or 4 shakedowns. Yeah, you got to make, you know, probably 1 or 2 shakedowns to see what the track is going to hold, you know, with a big car. But for the most part, man, you should be able to come with your A game and come right off the trailer, man, you know, and be ready. Not come to the game and try to get ready. You got to be ready before the game starts. You see what I'm saying? Have your A game on. And that's pretty much it, man. That little deal that you was just talking about sounds pretty cool too, man, because I kind of like that little Final Four deal or whatever it is that you're talking about, like you're saying that, you know, the faster car don't always win, you know. So if a person was to, you know, add in like 150 or whatever the case may be and run for the pot, I think that's a good idea, man. You know, I think the fans would really like to see something like that, man.
Yeah, I do too, man. And let me just comment on a couple of things you said, and I'm going to speak on it about the track thing because, you know, I agree with you. I mean, you know, we go to tracks and, you know, look like from what people are saying, you know, Dallas Raceway is a one-lane track, you know, and you also made the statement that most people, when they go to the track, they want to go down the right lane. My opinion is Dallas Raceway is going to have to step it up and try to even their tracks out and try to get the people, the push cars, in that left lane. They're going to have to continue the work and to make to get their reputation off their track from being a one lane. I'm going to say that. They just got to keep working it some kind of way, got to find some kind of formula to try to help even those lanes up. If it means, hey, making forcing cars to go to the left, so be it. And another part to that also is this. Most people have these big hood scoops on these cars. And a lot of times, that's why you see these drivers favor the right lane, because they don't have to worry about looking over that big hood scoop. So in a lot of cases, when you see guys doing that, they're doing it because, you know, they don't have to look across over that hood scoop, you know, as you do if you was in the left lane. So a lot of times, that's why at some of these tracks, you know, guys don't just run to the right lane, and the left lane going to suffer. But at some tracks, they prep it pretty good. So I tell you what, I'm going to say this. I was in Bradenton this weekend, and from what I saw, those lanes were just as equal as you can be. I mean, don't look like cars actually struggle to get down the lane. So either lane you got into, I mean, good job. They did a very good job on the track. So as far as Dallas Raceway, you know, because I have read on the internet, and, you know, I agree the last event that I think the left lane is wasn't as good by far as the right lane, and it's just something that, you know, we're going to have to continue to get Dallas Raceway to step up and prepare the lanes as equal as they possibly can, and, hey, to kind of force some cars to go down that lane, and that's all you can do. And on another note, speaking about the pot thing, you're right. I say it's $500. If it's a big tire car, it might be $5. But if it's guys that got 29-inch tire, small tire cars, then like you say, if a promoter's willing to put up a little money to get some kind of shootout, if it turns into, say, $150 buy-in, whatever it is to help make the event, I just think it's a good thing. I mean, we gotta just continue to try to find ways to help make the shows better and better. So. Hey, Ragtop, man, I know you're racing. I appreciate you traveling around. You know, I see you at different events, so keep doing what you do, man, and I'm quite sure you're going to be back out there in some cars. You might want to call out. You might have something on your mind. What do you think? What you got on your mind for 2013 coming out, man? What you got in mind? You always seem to lurk around and have something on the back of your mind. Tell me something about somebody you actually, you know, we all aiming at somebody. I know I got a bunch of them aiming at me, so it's okay. You know, it is what it is. And I know you got somebody you aim at too. So tell me something, what you got on your mind?
Man, I tell you this, man. You know, I'm one that, you know, I really don't like to do too much talking until my car is actually there or I'm on my way there. You know, but there's so many people that I'm at, you know, that I'm looking at in Dallas and in Houston. You know, I got my hands full for next year. But there's so many, you know, you know, I say it's several in Houston. There's several in Dallas. You know, but, you know, there's, I guess, number ones and number twos. But for the most part, man, until I make my checkdowns and until everything looks right with the car, man, I'm not really one to really do a lot of that, you know, because you never know. you know what I'm saying? And then I have to pay bunk out, and I'm not really with that, but I just leave it at that, man. There's several of them. There's several of them.
Ain't no problem with that. I mean, I'm the same way. I don't like to do a whole lot of talking, man. I kind of like to, you know, see what's going to happen first, though, you know. I don't have a whole lot of money to try to lose. I just got to make sure I can get this thing down the track the best I can, you know. So I feel
yeah.
you on that. I feel you on that. So ain't nothing wrong with that. I just go ahead.
So what do you say about this smack talk thing, man? I see, what is that, Dog out of South Carolina or wherever it is that he's out of. You know, I see that, you know, them dudes doing a lot of smack talk, man, and it seems like it brings a lot of excitement to the game, man, and it seems like that's something that we're missing down here, man. Batman does a good job when he does get on the mic, man, and he's always on the mic, and it's kind of like almost to a certain extent that he has to get on the mic. Otherwise, it ain't gonna be no action, man. You know, then you got your boy up there where you at, out of Austin, but he don't come out but every so often. I forget that brother's name.
King Arthur.
Yeah. But we just need somebody to really to stir some stuff up, man. You know, I like what a couple of dudes do, you know, like Tony Thornton and a lot of other guys. They do their smack talking, man, but they can back it up. But ain't nobody really challenging them dudes, you know, when it comes to smack talk, you know. And I think we need a little bit more of that, man, you know, because we don't have that, man.
Well, let me say it like this. Grudge racing has been around for many years. People just got to have thick skin. You know, like you say, some people get mad and they can't handle it. And for the ones who can't handle it and they know that they don't have thick skin, you know, sometimes, you know, it ain't a good idea for them to participate in it because they know their limit. They know that they don't have thick skin. But for some of the ones who got thick skin, I'm like this. If you dish it out, you should be able to take it. But guys that talk a lot of smack, that stir stuff up, they do help promote the grudge game and try to make action. I mean, I was in Bradenton, and I tell you what, I saw Dog and Cowboy, and boy, I tell you, when they stir things up, you know, they get people to do things. You know, like you say around here, Batman, you know, he stirs it up pretty good. Lisa's always stirring it up. And we all know when King comes to the track, you know, he going to stir stuff up. But, you know, some of them guys, you know, some of them can handle it and some of them can't. But, you know, do I think it's good for the game? I think the smack talk has always been good for the game. It's nothing new. It's been around. But it's sometimes when we travel different places, you know, some people be a little reluctant, but. There's some guys out there that can talk some pretty good smack, man. I done heard a few of them. So, yeah, I think it's good for the game. And I think, you know, we need to keep stirring it up and keep trying to make action. But people got to just know it's not personal. It's all about trying to get in a person's head and get him to do or take the race that you want them to take. And that's what it's about.
Exactly.
You know, some can handle it, some can't. You got to know when you're pointing it on, you got to also know if you're pointing it on with a certain person, you think you're getting the best of that person, and he can't handle it. If you're a person that's talking that smack, you also got to know when to back off. So, you know, some people just press, and sometimes they get out of hand, but you got to know when you're getting the best of a guy, and he's probably not taking it too well, you also got to know when to back off. And that's a good thing, but, hey, I like the smack talk, man. It is what it is. It's never going away. But, you know, one thing I can say, if you talk it, be willing to back it up. Okay, with that said, man, we're going to go and have some other folks come on and talk about it. Guys, push the one button and let's hear what's on your mind. We want to know what you got to say. What can we do to help make 2013 better? What can we do more of or what can we do less of? What we got?
Tracy, you don't have any more hands up right now.
We don't have any more hands up right now. Okay. It's very interesting, man, that we got a lot of people sitting here and listening. A lot of people, you know, it's always good when you got people participating, when you got people putting ideas out there, when you got people bringing things to the table. We need this in order to put it out there and talk about some things to try to help create more action and find out what are some of the problems so we know what we got to try to work on going into 2013. Man, it's that time of the year that people's Christmas is coming and people got a lot of other things on their mind, but racing, he never going to get racing off his mind. He going to take his family thing and take his personal thing, but if he's a grudge racer or a drag racer, racing is going to be on his mind. So it's always something out there that fella is looking to do for his next year. We all say next year. Well, next year will be here less than 15 days. So we just got to remember, Roy James got an upcoming event. Is Roy on the line in there? Let him come on and talk about his race. I don't know if Roy's out there. He might want to come on and talk about his race. I don't see Roy's number, so I wonder what all Roy got in store for the race he got coming up in January, what he's looking to do. Be a good idea for Roy to come on and kind of tell the folks in Radio Land something about what he's planning to do. So, but for the 2013 events and making action, we all got to continue to work and try to put it out there and try to help make these shows and try to help support. So, I see a number on here. I'm not exactly sure what it is. Not exactly sure. Let me go down the line. You say you have no other hand, all right?
Right.
Okay, everybody's online and people are remaining very quiet for whatever reason. I don't know. I don't want to start no shit, but I kind of like to log out a lot of folks. I'm looking on that here and wondering why people are being so quiet, don't want to come participate and give us some ideas about what we can do to help make more action in 2013 at some of these events. So I'd like to hear from some of the folks. I don't want to do all the talking. I'd like for some of the people to come on and talk about this. So, Rag Top, are you
yes, sir.
Going to? I know you're going to Roy James race. What do you got for us? People going to Fat Tuesday after Roy James race. That's the next biggest race, Fat Tuesday. Well, I'm gonna say this. That race is always a big race. We do have Big Clark. People going that way to Mississippi. We do have Big Clark for Mississippi. Him and Gadget. They putting on a real nice race on February the 9th. Also down there in Lena, Mississippi, they're having a what he called a pre-Mardi Gras festival down there that Saturday. Got a lot of guys coming in from different parts of the state that's going to come in on that Saturday and try to support Big Clark and Gadget show. So for the ones, you know, who can make it down there that Saturday, if you go down there Saturday, you can stay through that Sunday. There should be a lot of action going on in the Mississippi area. So just to let you know, if you don't know about that, Big Clark, you got him and Gadget got a race February the 9th. At Lena, Mississippi, which I hear, for the ones who don't know this way where Lena, Mississippi is, they say you're closer to Lena than you are Hattiesburg. So it's not that much out of the way from my understanding. It's an hour or less distance. So if you decide to go to Lena, Mississippi, you only have an hour or less drive to Hattiesburg. So just kind of wanted to put it out there and talk about that show, for I know that show is coming up. Also follows March the 9th. I believe we got another fellow, Grudge Inc. member, Boom on Wheels. Boom on Wheels and Grudge Inc. are having a combined show also. I don't want to get it wrong. I kind of hate
no
to
problem,
say it, but
no, no
I'm going to say
I
get No Problem Dragway. No Problem Dragway in Louisiana. Is that what part of Louisiana is that? Is that New Orleans?
Close to New Orleans, right.
close to New Orleans. Yeah, no problem dragway. So for the guys on here that might be wanting to know which are some of the next 2-3 shows coming up, there you have it, you know. So maybe, you know, if you can't make one of these shows, there's about 3 shows right there that people can be getting ready for. So I'm not sure when is the first one that's around here other than Roy James. I think we got one coming up in March also here in Texas. So I'm not sure right off the top of my head what those dates are. But, yeah, somebody push the one button and tell me something you'd like to see. I got too many people on here listening and not enough people pushing the one button trying to help me out and give me some good ideas or something what they think about making 2013 better, something we can do, who you like to see, which matchups you like to see. Throw it out there, man. I know you guys all talk in your garage about who you like to see run who or what you think is going to do, who's going to do what to who. Hey, put it out there. Somebody talk to me. Push the one button. Let's talk about it. Also, I want to bring up while I'm talking, I want to bring up Grudge Inc. Grudge Inc. got a lot of photos, and I will be getting a lot of photos put up that we took down in Bradenton, down in Florida. A lot of good Grudge action. You can log on to grudgeinc.us. For the ones that don't know, grudgeinc.us, and check out some of those photos, of course. We're going to have some up here on Atomic Dog Drag Race site here, hopefully, in the next couple of days, so you can see what's going on and how much action was going on there now. Also, with Grudge Inc., fellas, let me say it again. We had a show last week talking about it. Grudge Inc. is an organization just for grudge racers. You know, it don't cost you anything. You can go to grudgeinc.us and join up just as a member. They do have a store. It's going to be allowing people to take, have some kind of benefit to it where you can get parts at discounted prices and stuff like that. So just because you're a part of whatever racing club, whatever racing group you are, you're involved with, you're still a part of it. Grudge Inc. is not taking you away from that. They just a group that's trying to help spread grudge racing around the U.S., and it's just Grudge Inc. trying to get together and reach out to more and more grudge racers. So hopefully you guys take advantage of that and go to grudgeinc.us and join up as just a member and take advantage of some of the things that they're going to be trying to offer, some things that they're going to be trying to do throughout the country. They're going to be trying to help put racing on a lot of different places. Okay. Got on another note, nobody want to speak. Nobody want to speak. Did we ever get that guy, Rump Shaker, back on the line? Did you ever get in touch with him?
I didn't have his number, and no one has pressed the one button saying that they got in touch with him yet.
Okay, so we've got a lot of people out here. Somebody touch the one button. Somebody give me some. We got too many people on here. This thing is full, and nobody want to talk. Everybody want to listen. Somebody come on here and start something. I don't care if you got to start it with me. Just come on here and start something and see which way it takes us. We talk about having thick skin. People don't want to talk. They get a little shy. Come on here and see me make action. Now, come on here and tell me when I'm going to get my car ready. But I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to get it ready as soon as I get enough money to pay for it. So it ain't ready yet. So just for all the listeners out there that may be listening, I did read something on Hot Rod Gossip the other day about somebody was talking about big tires and which cars they want to see, and people throw it out there, Atomic Dog and Atomic Dog. It's kind of funny to me. Atomic Dog rather fuck with Antoine Brown than fuck with the Wayne Brown. I thought that was kind of funny. Remember this: the fastest car don't always win. Trust me. We're going to all have our days. I'm not a big better, but we're going to all have our day. You know, there's going to be some kind of races going on where, hey, we're going to do something with each other and we're just going to see how it goes. We're going to all have our day. We just let that person, whoever wrote it, they didn't put a name, just to let them know. We all have our day. We will all have our day, so. If I can ever get this damn thing back on the road, we'll see. But it's a process. It's a slow process. But that's just the way it is when it comes with me. I'm a one man band, so it's taking me some time, but I will get it back up and running. So we got no takers. Everybody want to be listeners, huh? Well, guys.
Yeah.
You don't have any other hands up. Everybody. Don't have any other hands up. People don't want to talk or participate, help make the show. I'm giving an opportunity. We got a lot of people on here. I'm looking at a lot of numbers here. Folks, for some odd reason, don't want to talk. Whatever the reason is, you know, we're running that. Hey, let me say this while I'm talking. Next week is Christmas Tuesday. Just to let the listeners know, we will not have a show next Tuesday. We will not have a show Christmas night. So just to let people know, there will not be a talk show next Tuesday. We will take it up that following Tuesday. We will be trying to have a show that following Tuesday coming into the new year to try to see what's going on and help try to get people ready and talking about trying to make action for the first big race of the year. I just want to make note of that. We will not have a show next Tuesday. Everybody's remaining quiet. Nobody. Did Ragtop just talk about there's not enough shit talking, smack talking? He'd like to see more of it in Grudge Racing. We got, ain't nothing wrong with being humble. There ain't nothing wrong with being humble. I guess we got a lot of humble people on here tonight. Nobody feels like talking, because I guess for whatever reason, they know they're not going to race right now. But hey, there's a lot of different races coming up. So some of these guys know what you're doing and know you're trying to make your car faster or whatever. But I guess you want to sneak up on somebody. That's not always a bad thing. But we got an awful lot of people still on this line right here. Nobody want to push the one button and give us some ideas. So I guess if nobody want to talk, I could make some phone calls and get something started. But Tony Thorne never got on here. I thought he might want to come on here and talk about his debut down there at Bradenton and give his opinion about what he thought about Bradenton. I don't see Tony. He's usually on here. I don't see him. Maybe he's still tired. Okay, folks. Anybody got something you want to talk about? Push the one button. No hands up. Wow. Everybody's quiet. And they got an awful lot of callers on here. I don't know if people ate earlier today and don't talk, or just want to sit back and see who's going to come on here. Somebody's scared to throw the first stone, or what the case may be. But Ragtop, you still there?
Yeah, man.
You see, you brought it up about you like to see more smack talk, and people. We got a lot of people on here. I'm looking at it, and people reluctant to push the one button to start some shit. You know, I'm quite sure. I mean, the guy that came on here, the Rum Shaker guy, you know him?
Yeah, with the Nova.
Yeah, the Rum Shaker guy that was on here, he came on here putting the call out. The guy came on here, and we ain't heard from Rum Shaker no more. I wonder what's up with that. I don't know what the deal is with that. I thought the guy might come back on here and want to address that. I'd like to give you somebody. You come on here talking about somebody, you know, I'm going to stop you. I'm going to try to see if we get that person on the line. I don't want it to be one-sided, so I kind of like both sides to have the opportunity to speak about it. It might help make a race. It might get something locked in. So, but that guy, I guess he never came back. So I'm quite sure he got the message. If he was on the show, we probably had somebody listening with him, but he didn't come back. So what do you think about that, man? You just spoke on back. You like to see Mocha Macto to try to help make races, and we get out here on a quiet night because we don't have no race coming up soon. But hey,
does
they have anything going on in Houston this weekend or whatever?
Nah, not really, man. I think a lot of people is just trying to get ready for Roy's deal, man. You know, and that's another topic, man. I like to see a lot more guys lock in, man. You know, that's what's hurting the grudge game too, man, is a lot of people is not locking in, man. So a lot of people is not even going to the races for the simple fact that there's not no locked-in races. You know, I talk to a lot of different people that haven't been to the track in a while and some that do go to the track, and that's all they talk about. Well, you know, why should I go and support a promoter's race when they're not trying to lock in no races?
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's a good thing, and I always aim to try to get some locked-in races anytime we promote a show. I think it helps from a spectator standpoint when they know certain cars are locked in already. And this is what I tell people. Some people just don't like to do it. But all in all, to help try to make the race, you have good intentions. Sometimes it's just a good little insurance. Because if you want to race somebody and that person want to race you, sometimes, you know, it might give you, the person don't race you, worst case scenario, you got you some gas money. So that's why you didn't just waste your time. Or if you're locking a race, promoter go and he talks to guys and trying to get guys to lock in a race, you're not guaranteed that race going to happen, but there's a good chance if a person locks the money in that the race is going to happen. So I believe in trying to increase the chance of making a race instead of not trying to get people locked in to make a race. Some agree for it and some won't, but I'm like this. I was locked in for December the 1st, just to speak on that. I was locked in to run my car December the 1st against Tree Man. I locked Tree Man in conditionally. I know when I locked him in, we probably was about 3 weeks out from my race. It was about 3 weeks, and I'll take that back. We was like a month away from the race when I locked Tree Man in. I knew when I locked that race in that I was going to be going to the East Coast. Tree Man knew that he was going to be running his car. And this is about explaining to people how to lock in. You can still, if you know you're going to go to a certain race, and you want to race that person, you can lock that person in on a condition. And me and Tree Man, we negotiated and came to agreement that we locked in on a condition. If neither one of us was able, if we broke or wrecked our car at least a week before the race, let the person know and the lock-in would be non-void. It would be voided. That way, no one would owe each other no punk out money because we would know. So sometimes just locking in the race, lock it in on a condition. At least, you know, it gives you a better chance that you're not just wasting your time. You're aiming for something. You're a grudge racer. You're aiming for something. No, we're not going to the race to try to collect punk out money and nothing like that. I don't think people lock it in just to collect punk out money, but it gives you something to shoot at. And as spectators, it gives them something to want to come to your show, to want to see a potential race. So I believe in the lockout system. It's just people have to learn to have a respectable BP person, whoever they're locking in with, to understand that these are the terms and the conditions that we are both agreeing to. So therefore, you know, it'll help increase the chance of that race happening. And if the race, for some reason, somebody hurt their car, then they're not obligated to pay that money. So, you know, I believe in it. I'm constantly pushing. And I think, you know, it's just a way, it's another tool to help generate action for the crowd to come out and the race to get excited about and try to be ready to go do it. I mean, I just think it's a good thing. It's not for everybody. I do understand the lockup is not for everybody, but for the ones who believe in it, who like to do it, or the ones who don't really understand it, talk to somebody who you think have enough knowledge of what it is and how to work with you through negotiating the race. Some of these guys hadn't been doing it, don't know much about it, and they get misunderstanding. If you lock in on a show, remember, if you lock in on a show, these shows are recorded. After the show go off, you can always go back and find it and determine what was said. Get your person, have them write it down. Find ways to try how to help try to create and make action. So I agree with you on that ragtop. I'm always pushing that, and I think it does help, you know, when you got people locked in, and I think spectators like to come to shows when they know that, hey, they got the potential of certain people racing. And there's no guarantees. I'm going to say it again. There's no guarantee, but it increases the chance of the races happening. We know when you get to the track sometimes things happen, cars break. That's out of our control. We can't do nothing about it. But all in all, I think it's a good tool, and I'm going to keep doing my part, and I'm going to encourage other promoters that do shows to try to do their part because, like you say, spectators come to the track. They kind of want to see some action, and if we're going to go out and try to promote the race, we should try to play a part in help trying to make the race. And we got to continue to work in all aspects of the game of Brewers racing. So I'm for that. We still don't have no hands up. I think they in the private room. Let me see.
No, Tracy, you don't have any more hands up right now.
A lot of people sitting back here talking. Okay, well, we got about 40 minutes left in the show. I'm going to wait a few more minutes and see if somebody's going to stick their hand up and want to talk. I got a lot of people sitting here on this phone just listening to me run my mouth. Let me throw something out there. Is Tinker out there? Is Tinker out there? I think I saw Tinker's number. Tinker, if you're out there, push the one button. Because Rumshaker came on here, and I heard him say that he had a big block, one kid. Tinker, push the one button.
Tracy, while we were waiting on Tinker to push the one button, you've had some hands come up.
Okay, go ahead.
832-3724, your mic is open. 832-3724, your mic is open.
Hey.
What's that?
Go ahead, Treeman. Treeman, go ahead.
Treeman. You losing?
You may have. While we're waiting on Treeman. 832-8258, your mic is open. 832-8258, your mic is open.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Go ahead, your mic is open.
Look here, look here. This Tree Man. Now, you just help open up mother phone. I got two phones in my hand. Listen to me. I got two phones in my hand, and I got the number one button pushed on both of them and had the number one button pushed on both of them for 30 minutes. You need to check your equipment. There's probably a lot of people that want to talk, but it ain't showing up on your equipment. Can you hear me?
Okay, yeah. We got you on both of your lines right now, Tree Man.
Okay, but what I'm saying, about 20 minutes ago, you know, Richard started saying, you know, there's nobody with the one button up. There's nobody with the one button up. So I called him on the phone, and I checked the phone on the phone. I was telling him 2-3 Texas. I had both these phones on the one button saying I was in the host queue, but y'all was started saying, don't nobody want to talk. I mean, it ain't always these phones. Sometimes it could be y'all equipment. That's what I was trying to tell you.
Yeah, we know that sometimes the system freezes up and it does that, so.
Okay, but then I'm going to go ahead to my comment. My comment was this: when the guy, you know, when he's talking about the right-hand lane, everybody favors the right-hand lane. I mean, some of these tracks, you know, it's just an idea. It's just my idea. I mean, don't really mean nothing. But just say, like, on a Friday night, or they having a race, or just, like, regular Friday night, just say 6-8. Just say 6-8. If a guy that on the track to put on a transition lane, if you're going to come in and you're going to run your car from 6-8, only lane going to be open is the left lane. That make a lot of people got to go down the left lane before, because if you got both lanes open, you can't make nobody go down that left lane. But if he got a condition where he's saying, hey, from 6-8, only lane going to be open is the left lane, he can get some rubber on that left lane. That's the only comment I wanted to make.
Okay, I'm gonna look at it like this, too, man. I hear what you're saying, but then the track man is gonna come to the track, you know, and I don't have an answer for it. But I know the comment was more so directed towards Dallas Raceway. I mean, it's because it felt like, you know, a few times, not just on the last race, been on races, you know, even races before that, it make it sound like they got a reputation of being a one-lane track, you know, and we spoke about that. I mean, I spoke to them about it, and it's just something. I'm going to just say that they have to find some kind of system to make it work, to get the reputation. They got a very fine facility. They just got to find some kind of way to erase that thought of being a one-lane track. They don't have the answer for it. I believe that they, you know, when people speak and the reputation get out there, they have to pay attention to it. So, you know, 2013 is going to be a new year. It's going to be some races going on. And hopefully that, you know, I'm not going to say it's a one-lane track. I can say at times that the lane didn't work as good because they don't have some IHRA national events down there. And, hey, you know, they have pro mod races out there. And, you know, guys go through there and run pretty quick. So it's just certain conditions, you get a bad name. So hopefully we can work on condition and try to clean it up from the grudge racing perspective. I'm gonna say one thing that I hope they listen to. A lot of times when you know you're gonna have a big race, man, it's hard to get them street cars out there. I mean, them street cars out there, you can have a good track and you let street cars go down, and boy, you know, you have a good working lane. Them street cars, you know, sometimes they just kind of, you know, if they got their night, which is street night, which is a great form to have on street night. But when you know you got a big race coming up that next day, that means you got to do a lot of work to try to get that lane that might not look as good to come around. So, I mean, that's not my responsibility. I mean, that's the track, and hopefully, you know, when I speak to them about it and kind of try to negotiate it, I always try to address the track issue, and sometimes they're not always up to par. But all we can do is keep on putting the language out there, because I love to listen to what the racers say, and when the racers say something, I'm definitely going to say something to the track owner or manager, because, hey, we paying for a facility that's supposed to be adequate, and guys come in and bet money, and we don't want people to feel like that they get gypped because the track gypped them. And sometimes you walk away with that taste in your mouth. As me, as a promoter, I don't like to walk away with that taste in my mouth. I'm always trying to find a way. Well, hey, how can I fix it? I don't own the track, and I don't manage the track. All I can do is take it back to the managers and owners and try to some kind of way address the issue, and hopefully they can pay more attention to it and try to take that wrap up off the track. Okay, next caller. I think they're in a private room right now. But we'll see if we got a minute talking to somebody. So, yeah, Tree Man, what do you got on your mind, Tree Man?
I mean, just like the other guy was saying, too, also, that a lot of people like to come to the track and make two or three hits. I mean, he was saying you should come to the track with your car cop. But if you really making power, you really can't come to that track with your car cocked and say, what that car on? You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, just like on my issue with my car, we can go with that car all week long, but it's going to break something that you don't even expect. You ought to know that yourself, Trey.
Oh, I know. I definitely won't run nobody coming straight off the trailer. I don't know what track going to give me that day. You know, I mean, that's just me. Each his own. Some people do it, and some people won't. But, I mean, like you say, it's hard to come straight off the trailer, you know, with some of these cars and lock in a race car. You don't always know what that track going to give you that day. And I'm a person, I believe in this. I got to make me a hit. I got to see where I'm at that day. So like you say, you can leave Houston on a Saturday and go to Kennedale on a Sunday, and that car might not run the same. So, and you'll wonder why you done lost a little bit. So you always gotta run the track. So I believe in running the track. Some people, you know, might not understand it when I say about running the track, but you gotta try to tune to what the track is giving you on any given day. Okay, got her hand up?
Boom, your mic is open.
What'd you say, Mr. Sonic Dog?
What's up, Boom? What's going on with you, man?
Man, I got a lot to say, man. I got a whole lot to say, man. Man, first of all, that guy, Ragtop, is that the guy that came to my show and ran Blue Whites for the belt?
I don't know, Ragtop, did you?
There's no problem, Dragway. July the 28th?
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Who you talking? No, I ran Blue Ice.
Right, that's what I'm saying. You had the Ragtop Mustang, right?
Right.
Okay. Look, man, I'm walking in the hospital. I'm coming down. I'm going to call right back on the mic in about 2 minutes, okay? I'm taking a place with my wife in the hospital. I'm going to call you right. I'm going to get right back on the mic. I'm going to put my mic on mute, okay?
Okay,
I need to get with Mr. Ragtop because Blue Whites want to give him a rematch.
Okay, just don't go on mute. You come out, just let us know.
Okay, I'm gonna play this CD now, and then I'm going to come back out and get back on the mic first, okay?
All right. Who we got?
832-6571, your mic is open. Nikki, your mic is open.
What's happening, Tracy?
What up, Nikki? What do you know, man?
Nothing, man. I want to wish y'all a happy Christmas and all the graduations. And, man, I think we'll be back on the 13th, ready for you and everybody else.
So you're coming ready for the world, huh?
Coming ready for the world, man. And Little Sonny be back, too.
Who?
Little Sonny, the Nova.
The Nova,
he be back, too.
So you coming out with the Nova and what else? Let me know.
We come out the Nova, coming out with the new car, we'll be back. And I think my boy, the twins, they're going to dominate 13-2 because they're going to be ready. He needs to tell old Peanut to bring that old GTO down here to the Royal Race. We're going to have a good race out of two GTOs to see who wins.
Peanut, he's working on trying to get the GTO back together. I'm not sure exactly when it's going to be back together, but he told me he's working on trying to get it back together.
Okay. Well, you know, I just wish everybody have a Merry Christmas and be safe.
Okay, so you're saying, I'm going to ask you this, Coach. You said the twins and them are going to dominate, but you're saying y'all going to be ready for everybody, so.
We're going to be ready for everybody.
Who's going to dominate? Y'all going to dominate or twins going to dominate?
The twins going to dominate, we're going to dominate.
Okay, well, then that means y'all got to run each other then, right?
Well, I mean, if it ever comes to that, we'll do that.
Oh, okay.
The twins, you know, we have the twins camp too, but if it comes to that, you know, it's not going to happen. You know? Okay. It won't be no hard feelings about nothing.
No. You know? You got to remember it's like this, Mickey. And some of these races, man, hopefully if we have a shootout and the big guys get in it, and when you get in there, the big time car, hey, I'm quite sure we all gonna have to sit side of each other. That's just the way it is.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's just the way it's gonna be. But all in all, I think it'll help make some action, and the fans will get to see a better show. I mean, I hopefully, you know, we put it together.
Yeah, you know, all right. You're right. Because, you know, right now, Ron, the twins, cause, you know, it's dominating. And even Tree Man's car doing real good, you know. But,
yeah, the car's running good. The car's running good. We'll be ready
for the new year. And, it, you know, if it comes to that, you know, we'll give a good show.
Yeah, that's good, man. We like to see more big-tie action get out there. So, you know, it'll give us something to shoot at with some of these big-tie cars and see what happens. You know, I think it's a good thing, man. I think it's a good thing. I'm glad that, you know, we got more big-time cars that look like they're probably going to be up and running versus what it was, you know, a year or two ago. We had three or four. Now it looks like we might have six or seven of them. So.
Yeah, because what did I know? You know, Twins and Shane will race no kind of blue car. I know that for a fact. The Twins will run a blue car. You know, I know that. You know, I know the Twins will run a blue car, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And I have seen Chris run a blue car, you know, and they will do that, you know. They might not have seen it right here, but I've seen it.
Oh, yeah, I've seen Drexel when he ran Kenny Hubbard. I mean, I've seen Drexel run a blow car when he ran Kenny Hubbard, so yeah, I've never seen that.
Yeah, he really Jack. I mean, it was a side for side, but he went that time when Jackie beat him. You know, he'll run a better car. He ain't ashamed. He'll run him.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Well,
everybody just be safe and have just a Merry Christmas, man. All the girls races.
Okay, man. Hey, I appreciate it, man. And you do the same, man. Y'all keep working to get the car running.
Thank you, Nikki.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Tell me how I'm ready.
Okay.
This is Boone.
Go ahead, Boone.
Okay. First of all, I want to say, Tommy Dog, I appreciate you for advertising my show, which is going to be in No Problem Dragway, March the 9th. The name of this race is going to be The Invasion of Louisiana. Now, I want to say to Mr. Ragtop that I talked to Big Nuts the other day, and he told me to tell Mr. Ragtop if I had seen him or had spoke with him that they're not selfish with the belt because the Go Hard or Go Home belt is still available for them. Now, Ragtop, I also was going to say, too, Grunt Inc. is bringing their belts to Louisiana, and the name of the race is The Invasion of Louisiana. We have guys coming from all over the world trying to capture these Louisiana belts. So with that being said, if you would like, you know my talk show is tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. And if you don't know that number, you probably can go to grudgeinc.us, and I think they provide that information on there. And also, I want
to
encourage everybody to have a great
day. You give it out, Boom. Boom, give it out
okay,
to right now. Give it out.
Okay, the number, y'all got something right with the number is 347-215-8762. That's Boom on Wheels Grudge Inc. Talk Show, Wednesday at 7 o'clock, every Wednesday. And I ain't gonna lie to y'all, if y'all ain't on there by 7:15 or 7:20, you might get locked out. But y'all know how to do, y'all got to text us and everything, and let us know that you know, trying to get on the show and everything. But I think Ms. Sherry has Mr. Ragtop's number. If Ms. Sherry, if you don't have his number, please be sure you get his number because we won't get – because nothing of Mike lock his ass in tomorrow. So with that being said, I just want you to be aware of that. And I want you to know that us Louisiana racers is not going to hold – not give you a race back for what – and I know what happened in that race. You know, I know what happened, and we ain't got to explain that to nobody about what happened. You got a nice car, man. You got a nice car. And also, now, on your topic, your comment, about the one-lane track. Anybody, tell me, dog, you listening to me good? Anybody come from Texas, come to No Problem Dragway and can't get down No Problem Dragway track, come and see Boom on Wheels. I got 200 hot dogs for you. Now, it's going to be some technicalities and rules in there now. We ain't tell you to put your car all out. I'm saying that if you tune your car to get down the track, you're going to get down that track. But now, I ain't saying you come down and put a whole thousand out trying to leave with it and blow out just to get the $200. What I'm saying is, Ratchet probably can vouch for this. Whenever No Problem, and I can tell you about the, I had the owners of No Problem Dragway on my show one Wednesday explaining that they are welcoming grudge racers there because it wasn't welcome because they had security to break the circles up when people are trying to lock in money and talk. And you know how us fellas get when we hold it up and talking about locking in somebody's ass and going down on somebody's ass. So with that being said, I want to encourage anyone that think they can come over here and invade Louisiana to come on with it. Because my Louisiana 2013, another thing y'all was talking about on the subject, what 2013 going to bring? I can tell you what, New Orleans going to bring it. So March the 9th, 30 days after Fat Tuesday, you think you got enough? Bring it on. Louisiana bound. And with that being said, I have a personal experience in No Problem Dragway, the one lane special, because the preparation of that track, and then everybody go down low lane, and they try not to let one car go down there, not unless it's like it's very early, ain't but one car up there. But if it's the stage lanes are full and all that, you going beside somebody regardless. You know, and then they stop tickets in half on my event, All tickets are chopped in half. So, and ain't nobody in the tower, and they got paper, they got brown paper bags over the computer. So, you can't walk up in the tower and see what the next man run. Even though it's my show, I don't get to see it. Matter of fact, the VIP rooms are next door to the stage, to the tower, monitors and stuff. So, they just keep all the animosity down about Boom on Wheels, know how fast I am, and he telling the folks. You know, I got all kind of charges before, but, you know, those are the haters. But with that being said, tell me, dog, I don't want to blow your show off the map and talk all the time, and I want to say something to talk about tomorrow. But I encourage all your listeners, man, if y'all want to try to lock us on these Louisiana guys, man, come on the show tomorrow. We're going to have a hell of a show. Also, I want to put out there, too, y'all Texas guys got them street cars over there. They like to race at the racetrack. We have a 06 set. We have a 06 set. And the way we sit on 28 by 10 and a half, and we're looking for street car loans, about something you can drive out the gate and drive back to Texas. So, we went, and just on a race note, Tommy Dog, we went to Hattiesburg this past Sunday, man. We had to jump out of our class because, now, this was a Santa Claus shootout in Hattiesburg. We went up there to a grudge fest, Santa Claus shootout. And we had to go jump on true race cars, Mustangs with fix locks in it and whatever was in them, you know what I'm saying? All that kind of kit. And then after we whooped them, we get charged with having two stages on the car, you know? But, hey, we grew up race four times in Hattiesburg. We won three out of four. We only lost the one that we lost is because the owner, the driver, got kind of anxious and we was giving somebody the hit. And we took the hit with a 400 light. It was a 4-1 light head cut. So, but anyway, with that being said, tell me y'all, man, any other questions you got for me?
Oh, no,
hey,
man.
Hey, is my mic still open?
Yeah.
Right, Cop, you're open.
Hey, Boom, y'all got a good track up there. You know, No Problem is a good track, but I've been to a bunch of tracks, man, and I've always had my best 50 foot at HMP. You know,
okay.
HMP is not a one-lane track. By no stretch of the imagination, it's a one-lane track. What I mean by a one-lane track is usually when a bunch of cars is going down one lane. So if there's a bunch of cars going down one lane, then there's not going to be any rubber in the other lane.
Oh, yeah, I understand what you were saying. But in No Problem, the only way one person goes down on No Problem Dragway. And I particularly filmed Friday night the other night to send to Gunner Pig because Gunner Pig is going to make an infomercial for my race March tonight. I filmed Friday night testing tuning and going to make a clipping out of that. And the reason why I did that is I want to show these guys that's out there
that want to know about No Problem Dragway, that want to come and visit No Problem Dragway, hey, and to be emphasized on there, hey, this is a 10-2 night, no prep track. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, if anybody that's planning on attending my show March 9th, if you got a problem with my track, you come to me. And I promise you, I'll handle Mr. Chris now. And also, another note, for the people that have been there before and No Problem Dragway, there are new owners now. These cats here are young, and they're open for any suggestions for as what's going on at that track. So if you call me to the side and pull my coat there and say, boom, today, bro, you mind getting them to put a little something down for me? Forget what? I'm going to go to him and get what they're going to do. They're going to put it down for me. But I just want you to know, Ragtime, I didn't have a way of communicating with you or how to get your number, man. You know what I'm saying? Blue Ice will be locked and ready March 9th, man. And, you know, of course, you probably get a lot of other action, too, so.
Yeah, I was supposed to be locked in for the last race, man. But I was having some problems down here in Houston, man. But I'll be looking forward to that one, man. But to tell you the truth, my agenda was really I supposed to have been doing another race that I'm not locked for. But I had talked to one of your boys down there, and actually I was going to be coming down there, God willing. But I appreciate that Blue Ice is going to give me a rematch. You know, he's going to be a grown man and not, you know, give a person a black eye and run in the house and not come back out to play. So hopefully he's going to come, you know, so hopefully he is going to come out to play.
And for some McDonald listeners, I don't know Ragtime from the man on the moon, but I can tell y'all this here. July the 28th was my first time ever hosting a race. This man drove from Texas. Him and GT Booster drove from Texas and participated in my shows, and they had a blast, man. Unfortunately, Ragtime overpowered the track on a car or something. He did a major wheel fan. Blue Ice, and Blue Ice got off him on a little bit. He couldn't recover fast enough. But I tell y'all, the man got a nice speed. The man, like I said, we were talking about what to be reckoned with in 2013. I think that's one to be reckoned with in 2013, man. You got a nice car. I mean, I'm not saying that you're trying to promote you to come or do all that other stuff. I mean, because I haven't talked to you since that race. So, I mean, like I said, I don't know you from Adam, but I heard him say Ragtop, you know what I'm saying, and I wanted to make that statement to you. But other than that, I would love for y'all Texas guys to try to come on tomorrow if y'all can. The number is 347-215-8762. And, we should have a good one tomorrow, man. But with that being said, Tom McDowell, I'm going to go ahead and tend to my wife. She's in the hospital, man. I just want to come out and support you on your show, man. And I'm enjoying the conversation because this is what we got to keep talking about and keep stressing to all our blood races, man.
That's right, man. Hey, we appreciate it, man. And are you going in to see your wife, man? Hope everything is doing fine. I got somebody texting me. I got to try to get on here. Look like Sean, guy from Dallas. He say he keep pushing the one button and it's not doing nothing, so we must be having some kind of problem. Sean, if you out there, man, push the one button, take your hand down and push again and see if you see it. And see if you see it flash. I asked him to text it to me so I know what the last four numbers is, but I can't see it. So he said he keep pushing the one button. Nightmare Sean out there. Okay, until we get him, if you see him, he's a Dallas number. Go to the next line and see who we got.
Okay, someone with a block number. Your mic is open. Block number, your mic is open. Webb from San Antonio, your mic is open. Webb, your mic is open.
Go ahead, keep going.
Elvis, your mic is open. I'm thinking this is a Block Talk issue, Tracy, honestly.
Oh, really? They not here?
Yep. Apparently not. I'm opening up mics and they're not hearing me.
Okay.
So
go on.
You have hands up. Go on with the show for a minute, and let me see if I can get this straight.
Okay, one with your hands up, go ahead and talk. We got people texting me saying they're pushing the one button, and they come in. If your mic is open, you want to speak, just start speaking.
Hello.
Hello. Go ahead.
Hello?
Who's
this?
Who's
this? Elvis King. This is King Elvis from Houston.
King Elvis from Houston. Go ahead. How you doing, man?
All right. I got a new car coming out. I'm a small boy, about a 7-0 class, but I got a couple ideas. One, the shit in the game. One of the things I think is the park out money is too little. If a man go want to really race and talking plenty of shit, if the race is a $5,000 race, make the park out money $2,500. It make him bring his car to the show and make him race it. $500, $300, $200 is too easy to pay. Another thing I think will be a pretty good deal is you running for help, make it the best two out of three. You give a chance a man to, if he lost the first round, to get a chance to get back in the game, plus to get the spectators more racing, and that's what they come to see. Because without the fans, the promoters ain't going to make no money.
So you saying you like to see, you was kind of breaking up, but you saying you like to see some kind of event with a two out of three, a match race with a two out of three, is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir. Give the fans more racing, and it makes a man come to bring his A game to the race.
Well, I heard you speak about the lockup money being high. Now, let me just say this here. Money is tight, and sometimes people, you know, they try to hold on to it, but they like to grudge, and they like to go out there and take a gamble, but they don't want to gamble so much. Now, for the ones who can afford to put a $2,500 on a $5,000 race, so be it. But personally, I believe there's more people out here who will take a chance on running for less money versus a lot of money. So I feel like you should get a lot more people to take that chance. If a person locked up $500 or locked up $200 or $300 versus somebody trying to lock up $2,500. Some of these guys will even race for $2,500, but they might be willing to lock up $200 or $300 on $500 or $1,000. Just if they don't race, if they don't race, the guy that they didn't race at least get gas money. But I don't think a person, too many people, you got a few around the country that I know that would like to lock up the $2,500. But locking up $2,500 is a good risk of money. That if you go to the track and you break them on your car, that you just kind of give it up. So, you know, I respect your opinion, and I'm just saying, you know, sometimes people think when people try to do that they try to price themselves out of race. I don't know how many guys out here around this area that's going to lock up $2,500 on five. You got some, but I don't know how many. But, you know, I respect your opinion. It's a good thought.
It wasn't all about how big the object is, making the punk out money half of what it bet. If you bet a $500 race, make the punk out money $250. It's not about how much the money is. There's too many guys betting or want to bet a $5,000 or $1,500 race, but want to put $100 up for punk out money. They already scared, so they're ready to pay. They're talking about the crap. They're ready to pay $100 to race. If I got a race for $1,000 and my punk out money is $500, you know what? It makes me bring my car and makes me want to race that race.
Okay. Okay, I see. Interesting. Okay, I appreciate that. I mean, you know, hopefully some people listening, you know, people might think about it. I appreciate that, man. What kind of car you say you got?
I'm bringing out an 82 Camaro.
82, man. How I said. What size tires you got on?
28 by 10. 28. Okay. And to my thing on the best two out of three, let's say a guy do a big wheel stand and you do the best two out of three for the same money. It gives me a chance. If I blew my tires out or something happened, it gave me a chance for a second chance to get back in the money. And it could bring more races for the fans because get tired of nobody racing.
Okay. I I hear you, man. I hear you. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. You know, something to think about. Okay.
And I'm on y'all show every week. Listen, never say the same.
Oh, Elvis. Huh? Okay, well, appreciate you pushing the one button tonight. It's the first time I heard you speak on here. Appreciate you pushing the one, man. That's what it's about, guys. Coming on, listening, coming up with ideas, talking about things, making themselves visible to where people know who they are so they see them at the track, know what they got, you know, and help make action. The more and more people come on here and talk about what they got or what they come to this track with, more and more people can see, hey, I might can run this guy or whatever. This is how you get, you spread the language around and get understanding and see somebody you might can make some action with to help create these actions. So, hey, I appreciate it, man. Keep coming on and keep pushing the one button.
I'm going to make a call out to one of my friends, Undertaker. Whenever we get a chance, a head up duel, I'll try him head up.
You want to try the Undertaker?
Yes, sir.
Undertaker, usually on here. Undertaker's usually on here, so. With the Undertaker, if you're on here, push the one button. Also, I got this number. We got a 972-8438 number. Out there, Sharon, they just texted me, 972-8438. Undertaker, you're on here, push the one button.
Hey, my race team is Team Collins Racing.
Who?
Team Collins Racing.
Team Collins Racing. Okay, we're going to look for you at these events, man. We're going to look for you.
If you see my car, I got a lot of AMSR stickers all over. I'm the AMSR man.
You the AMSR man?
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
That AMSR off and good stuff. Okay. All right. You see that 972-8438? Okay. I keep getting a text from him. Terry, you there?
Tracy, can you see your screen? I'm trying to get the screen straight on this end.
Okay, well until I look and get that number, let me push this so I see.
Do you see Geronimo?
Geronimo? Just click on Geronimo. Geronimo, your mic is open. Go ahead.
How you doing, Mr. Tracy?
What's going on, man? I know you be coming on, man, the first time you done pushed the one button. I'm glad you pushed it, man. Come on and chime and tell us what's on your mind.
Well, I know you grudge racers started, you big time grudge racers don't want to hear this, but, you know, I think that for the fans and for some of the racers that's too slow for premium and all that and rock act and too fast for other, I think it'd be a good idea if someone out of all of you guys who put these events together, try to come up with maybe an index race, maybe 5-0 or 4 in the 4 somewhere for those guys in the middle. Because, see, all of them are not really into grudge racing, but they have to index. And ever since that stop, you know, I think you bring more people who want to see the racing and more people want to race. If you get that little gap in the middle, if you work on the gap in the middle of all these, even guys like myself, I like girls racing, but I like index racing much better. But if I can get a girls race, I mean, index racing, I have a girls race, but I would like to have more of an option to do index racing. I think you can have a right to see some pool.
Okay.
Don't like that, or don't want to hear that, I don't know.
No, we always want to hear it, man. I mean, we invite people to come on here, and everybody come from different perspectives. Everybody got their own opinion. We're always looking for ideas of some things we can do. Hey, man, in this area sometimes it's good to consider everything, and I understand what you're saying when you say that. We do have index racing. Most of us that put on show, we do sort of look like we have a 580 or 7-0, and I hear you saying, hey, maybe it might be a good thing sometime to have something like a 530, sometime to have maybe a 5-0, to where some of these guys, that, like you say, are kind of fill up the gap. So, I mean, it's a good thing. It's not a bad thing you're saying, Geronimo, man. It's something that we need to put on the plate and think about and help out.
Well, some fours, you know, some fours. something in the 4, 12, 90, 80, 70, 60, somewhere in there, because they like it. See, I know, since my car been down, I've been in the stands a lot, I've been hearing the talk out there, I know what they want to hear, what they want to see, they talk about it a lot. I mean, you race, y'all in the pit, y'all miss a lot of that, but they longed for some more. And that would pick up for when the grudge races are working on the race and everybody standing around. You can fill in, you know, you can start off with one and then maybe four, thirteen. Now you have two. You might end up with two. You know, and this is a something. And it's just going to bring more people and more races to the track. And the ones that get knocked out, you know, they can go and grudge race because they'll be there. You see, they'll be there with their cars. You know, because everybody's out to like it right off, but once you get them out, they might start graduating.
Yeah, I appreciate that, understand. Okay.
Yeah, you know, I just throw that in because just open it up a little bit more. That just 580 is doing good, the 570 is doing good. I think you can bring in something in. It's just a thought. I'm trying on the table.
Hey, it's a good thought, man. I'll take that into consideration. It's a good thought. You know, it ain't never, when you're having a grudge race, man, it ain't never a bad idea, man, to try to find spots for some of the people, like you say, in some of the gaps that find somewhere where they can fit in. It will help make action. I agree with that, too. Okay, man. Appreciate the time, man.
Right, just think about it, all you guys who promote these races and stuff. You got friends. Just ask around and just ask them ask around. They might come up with something. Maybe we can have something for the new year.
Yeah. That's good, man. I'll take that into consideration, man. I appreciate it, Ron. Right, appreciate you pushing
right,
on, man.
I'm down. I just sit back and let you finish my car because this is my year.
I tell you what, John Rambo, a lot of people don't know who you are, know what you had, and you had an accident with your car. But let the people know who you are and what you're coming out with.
Well, I've got a GTO, a Gary Bickle GTO. And I used to have the Cavalier, used to run the 5-0 and won the championship back in the day in 06 and start with that. And I had the Laker back in the day and all that. So I'll be back. I'm coming back soon to a V8 and AU.
Coming back. Hey, you coming back with a goat, huh? Coming back with
That's right, a goat. That's right, a goat. GTO, kind of like Ron James' car. It's a Jerry Bickle car. And it's the real deal this time.
The real deal, huh?
That's right. So, I'll see y'all soon.
Okay, man. Appreciate it, man. Okay.
All right.
We're going to be fun. Okay, chime in every week, man. Push the wrong button, talk, and then set up topic. Let's talk about something. Yeah, we're going to be running out of time, man. We might be leaving some people off the internet. The show might cut off, but in the meantime, I'm still trying to find his number. This guy keep texting me, but I'm having a problem seeing his number right now. So if the show cut off, man, remember, we do not have a show next week, Christmas week. We'll have one the following week if the show cut off, but I'm trying to find this guy's number, man. I'm having a hard time. He texted me. Anybody else with Michael? Go ahead. Wow. Hey, King is out there. Kingdom is out there. He's trying to get in, too. I can't find all these damn numbers. Let me see where he's at. See Kingdom out there? I'm trying to. Boy. Hold on, let me see.
Tracy, there's apparently an issue with Blog Talk. So some of the numbers that have their hands up, you know, you may not be seeing some of the people that are actually, you know, on the line listening. You may not be seeing their numbers.
Okay, open the mics up. I see King is out there texting me. He said he got his hand up. I don't see his number. Just open all the mics up, and y'all, if you're not talking, mute your mic, because I can't see all the numbers. And he checked me, saying his hand been up. Okay,
people. I got two, three people texting. I don't see. Now I'm on the announcer, so just, I'm going to go through here and open the mic up. You want to talk? The mic is open up. If you're not talking, mute your mic. Just open the mic up. Let me see. Boy, 512-6856. The mic is open. 512-6856. The mic is open.
There it is.
Okay, 512-6983. Your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on out there, Tommy Dog?
I got a little call, man.
They say, goddamn, we want nobody to talk on the show. Well, I just want to come on the show and say I wish everybody a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. And I kind of fell a little short, you know, this year. I didn't engage. I feel like you say, the old cars I got is too fast.